Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on August 22nd. Patient is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Bowler, B-O-W-L-E-R. As per the records provided, Craig Bowler was seen at Jefferson Health Emergency Room on 2-20-22, period. He complained of hand pain after a large metal object struck his hand about 1 hour earlier. He denied numbness, tingling, weakness, or head injury, and was right-handed. Period. Exam found tenderness at the right hand with normal range of motion. Period. He underwent x-rays and was diagnosed with a minimally displaced intra-articular fracture of the base of the second proximal phalanx. The carpal bones maintained normal alignment. He was going to follow up with a hand specialist in 1 week. A volar splint was applied on this encounter. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Bowler was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Cooper on 2/24/22. Period. He confirmed the diagnosis and sent him to therapy for a thermoplastic support device. Period. He did have this completed on 2/24/22 at DOS therapy. Period. He followed up with Dr. Cooper over the next several weeks in conjunction with occupational therapy. Carried out his visit on 5/12/22. There was much less soft tissue swelling of the right index finger. Brady had better range of motion at the PIP joint. Brady is very stiff at the MP joint with about 60 degrees of active flexion. Brady, the DIP was also very stiff with only about 30 to 40 degrees of flexion. Brady, digits were grossly neurovascularly intact. Brady had no locking or triggering. Period. He explained the claimant was not ready to go back to full work duties unless there is alternative duty available. Period. He was hopeful Mr. Bowler could return to work full duty on 6/20/22 after a 1 month follow-up. Period. On 4/7/22, Dr. Cooper administered a cortisone injection to the tendon sheath. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 2/20/22, Craig Bowler was struck in the right hand by an object while at work, but he was seen at the emergency room where he was diagnosed with a non-displaced fracture of the proximal phalanx of the index finger. Pretty was splinted. Pretty then followed up with Dr. Cooper, who changed him to a dynamic splint. Period therapy was also rendered. Period. Mr. Bowler improved, but at his last visit on 5/12/22, he still had decreased range of motion about the involved finger. Period. He was not thought to be able to return to work in his regular job at that juncture. Period. New paragraph. This is for Laura. Please print out his last notes from occupational therapy so I can get another range of motion. Period. At the 4/7/22 visit, another diagnosis of trigger finger with right index finger was rendered period. At the last visit of 5/12/22, however, he only listed diagnosis of right hand stiffness, comma, non-displaced fracture of the proximal phalanx of right index finger with routine healing, period. In paragraph, I'll rate this case for the fracture more so than the trigger finger, period. An alternative method might just be range of motion methodology, period. And